Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe getting them over the hump in the postseason last year, heartbreaker in Buffalo 2 years ago, losing at home in the AFC Championship game to the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're so close to getting where they need to get to. And as you heard Kyle Van Noy praising Eric DaCosta, you know, hoping that the necessary acquisitions were made to get that done. Now, with Van Noy himself coming off a monster season, and this guy's been a brilliant acquisition.
No doubt.
By the Ravens. I mean, he was literally couching it up. He was on Pat McAfee once a week, sitting on his ass. Yeah. And then the Ravens brought him in, and he, along with Jadeveon Clowney, added oomph to a pass rush that led the NFL in sacks. Last year, Van Noy career high 12 and a half. So, you know, we talked about Derrick Henry. Man, you expect 1,800, 1,900 yards? Well, maybe not, but I don't think 1,500's out of the realm of possibility. And for Kyle Van Noy, if we're putting a expected necessary sack total on him, 12 and a half. By the way, if they duplicate both, great.
Yeah.
But if we try to get realistic, getting it 9 to 10, is he sniffing? Because he was a disruptor, too. He was one of the few that actually was kind of a win rate guy there, too.
Bob, which one of the, either he or Henry, which one do you think reaches what they did this past year? Who has a better chance to?
I'll go Henry.
I'll go Van Noy. I think, and the reason I say that is they have more people, and I think the inside guys, I think Matabike and Travis Jones will be, you know, better. And if they're disrupting things, and, you know, and let's say Mike Green is real good, and let's say Van or Owe is, you know, the 10 sack guy, not the 5, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, he's getting singled up. Because the thing that Van Noy does so well is he's so smart. He's extremely smart, knows every counter in the book. So he's going to get a lot of garbage sacks because of that. And he can beat you one-on-one. You know, he gets those young tackles like Pittsburgh's and Cincinnati's and stuff. He can beat them one-on-one because he knows every counter and he's got great hands, got quick hands. And I think they'll be blitzing. I think they'll be a much more aggressive defense. I think we're going to see Kyle Hamilton because even Van Noy talked about, you know, with the addition of Starks, Hamilton can do more stuff. So I think they all realize that too. And with Hamilton blitzing from one side, you know, all of a sudden then the back's picking up that and Van Noy's getting singled. I could see him. I could see him getting double digit.
Yeah, 12 and a half, two forced fumbles, recovered one of those, a couple of pass defense as well. For Henry, we don't want to get off topic here, what Van Noy was talking about with the draft. 1921, average 6 yards a carry, 5.9, 16 touchdowns. So if he gets 1,700, and as you said, he's like lugging furniture up hills in shape. So he didn't look like he was losing his juice at all.
No.
I think what, you know, he's got working in his favor is Lamar's so good at throwing the football and he's so creative at running the ball. It's a pick your poison thing. And with Bateman and Flowers, you know, having, you know, years like they did likely in Andrews. You don't think Mark Andrews is going to be motivated to do well this season?
Playing for a contract.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Derrick Henry being a very, 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 very important part of
it. The biggest thing, Bob, is, all right, this past year when he had 1,900 yards, we had Ronnie Stanley, who we didn't know was going to be what? We didn't know, right? Left guard.
Voorhees, but unproven.
Then it was McCary, you know, and then Linderbaum, you know, and he was starting the season off hurt, and then right guard didn't have one.
Had a brand new right side of the line.
Yes, and the rookie took a while to get going. So, yeah, I mean, Bob, now you got a much better O-line. So that's why it's going to be interesting, you know, and I think it'll, once we see the schedule, I think that'll make things a little easier because, you know, he wore out Buffalo. Yeah, because he had some long touchdown runs.
Sure.
You know, where he got some big yards and got going early. So if they can get some of those games, and I think the O-line's going to be good. Ronnie Stanley will be much better. You know, I mean, who would have thought, you know, a year ago when we're sitting here, hey, Bob, you know, Falele, he's going to be alternate Pro Bowl at right guard.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, so yeah, so I think the O-line is going to be much better, which will help Henry.
But getting back to what Van Noy was talking about, the draft, getting them over the hump. I mean, Starks, plug and play, Green, drama aside, and there's plenty of that. You know, if he's, what he led the country in sacks last year, 17 and a half, he, even a semblance of that, to go with Oway and Van Noy, who we just talked about. There are a couple, and Loop's got to be a dude, obviously, because Tucker's gone.
He has to be.
Yeah, so is this draft good enough to separate them, not from the division, but from the Kansas Cities and the Buffaloes? And, you know, who knows? There's going to be a team. Maybe it's the Chargers. You know, there's going to be a Houston will play like the team that we all thought they were going to be last year. I mean, that AFC is a beast, man.
Well,
for real.
The biggest thing is, more so than the rookies or what, Bob, when they get in the playoffs, they just got to have their A game. That's the thing. You know, you can't have your A game for two quarters and then have a C game. You know, that's the big, because Lamar seems like he's pretty consistent, you know, and that's going to be the key. And the defense is not going to be as bad as it was to start the season, so we're not going to be in panic mode there at the beginning of the year, which will make life a lot easier for the offense. And the offense is still the number one. A rookie is not helping the offense. There's no rookie that's going to come in and help the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.